Sorry I'm so late. I was up in Sacramento on business and had to rent a car and drive back when they canceled my flight this afternoon. The gorgeous eavesdropper turned his attention to me. Starting at my feet, he did a slow, incredibly rude yet seductive sweep over my body. My nipples hardened while I watched his afternoon blue sky eyes darken to hazy sunset as they traveled all over me. When he was done, our gazes met.
Yep, you do.
Huh? Reading the confused look on my face, Hunter clued me in.
You look as good from the front as you do from the back. You're right. Whoever you're planning on sleeping with is damn lucky.
My mouth hung open. I couldn't believe the nerve of this guy, yet my skin was beginning to tingle. Adam, Anna offered. He's her partner in the wedding. She's going to sleep with Adam tomorrow night. Hunter extended his hand to me with a nod.
Hunter DeLucia. Got a name, beautiful? Or should I just call you the Adam fucker?
For some inexplicable reason, I knew in the pit of my stomach that putting my hand in his was a bad idea. My body and his should never touch, not even once. Yet I did it anyway. Nat Rossi, I said, giving him my hand.
Nat, is that short for something?
Natalia, but no one calls me that. He smiled again.
Very nice to meet you, Natalia.
Hunter kept my hand cupped in his as he turned his attention back to Anna.
And why is Adam paired up with the beautiful Natalia and not me?
My friend snorted. She was definitely stoned.
Because you two would kill each other.
He seemed to like that answer. His eyes crinkled, and he returned his gaze to me.
Is that so?
I felt electricity zapping between us, although something told me this was electricity harnessed from lightning in a storm. The last time I'd felt a physical reaction so strong to anyone was when I met Garrett. My delicate heart still had a hole in it from that lightning bolt.
Do you remember when Derek's brother Andrew lost his job and was having a hard time in social situations?
Anna asked him.
He started to stay in too often, and I was nervous he was turning into an agoraphobe?
Yeah, Hunter said. I remember. It was a few years back.
I suggested he find a therapist to work with, help him get over a difficult time and his fears. And what did you say?
I said you were nuts, and he needed a swift kick in his lazy ass and a job.
Anna smiled. Nat here is a behavioral therapist. She visits people with anxiety disorders and works on breaking the habits that cause them stress. His brows rose.
That's an actual thing.
I slipped my hand from his. It is. I work mostly with people who have obsessive-compulsive disorders.
Well, what do you know? I thought you were making that shit up.
Hunter is a builder, Anna continued. He builds large projects like shopping malls. You know, the kind where they need to clear the land of all the trees to build a mile of Gap, Baby Gap, and Abercrombie's. He built the one that took over part of the park we used to go to uptown as kids, Medley Park. He and Derek grew up together. They don't get to see each other often because Hunter travels around the country for months at a time on projects.
Mr. Tall, Dark, and Handsome seemed proud of that resume.
I offered him a sugary smile.
I loved that park. Good job blowing up the carbon footprint of the Upper East Side and desecrating our environment.
Tree hugger, huh? Sounds like Anna's right. We might kill each other if we were partners.
I want cheesecake. Are you thirsty? I'm so thirsty.
Yep, Anna was definitely stoned. We haven't even had dinner yet, I pointed out.
Who cares? Let's go get some dessert. Come on!
Licking her lips, she started back into the restaurant without us. Hunter chuckled.
It was nice to meet you, Natalia. And if things don't work out with that boring shit Adam, I'm in room 315 at the hotel.
He winked and leaned down to whisper in my ear.
We might kill each other, but fucking to death is the way I want to go. Are these seats taken?
Adam and I were just finishing dessert when Hunter walked over and pointed to two empty chairs across from us. The couple inhabiting them had skipped out a few minutes ago.
Yes, I lied.
Adam was kind enough to correct me.
Actually, Eric and Kim were sitting there.